served up is up to you. Delight Grown-Ups Family Cereal. Your day, your way. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Golden Party praises President Dijilema's directive to army on illegal gold mining. Anti-voter apathy group calls on political parties to hold conventions ahead of 2026 elections. Andy Ibrahim's bid to return as MP blocked by Labour's ruling body.
FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Wape. President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to the Zambia Army to curb illegal gold mining has been praised by the Golden Party of Zambia. GPZ President Jackson Selavwe says that the swift action taken by the army commander deserves recognition. Mr. Selavwe says that gold mining should benefit the entire nation and not a few individuals. He says that the directive aligns with his party's position to declare gold a national asset through an act of parliament. Mr. Selavwe says that the party supports the move to halt illegal gold mining, even through its approach may differ from that of the president. He has further called on President Hakainde Hichilema to stop gold mining by foreigners operating with documentation in remote part of the country. Mr. Selavwe says a stronger control of gold resources will protect national interests.
We would like to commend President Hichilema on the directive to the Zambia Army to curb illegal gold mining. The move is commendable. What is even more commendable is a swift response by the Army commander and the Special Forces unit. It was extremely gratifying. Indeed, we agree with the President that gold mining should benefit the entire nation. This is consistent with our position of making gold a national asset by an act of parliament. Indeed, our approach may differ from the president's, but we support this move on halting gold mining.
Energy expert Engineer Bonvesolo says that open access policy in the petroleum sector will improve energy security and stabilize the economy. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Engineer Zolo says that the introduction of the open access policy will allow more players in the fuel market, making bulk of fuel procurements more effective. He explains that the move could help government shift from the monthly fuel price reviews to adequately reducing price fluctuations that have affected investor confidence. Engineer Zulu adds that the policy will also support the building of fuel reserves to cushion the country against international oil price shocks and exchange rates. He notes that unlike the failed attempts, the new reforms have a stronger policy framework, but stresses that proper implementation by authorities will be key to success.
Provided government also necessitates for an enabling environment for all players. But if government does not take up that step, this will also be, it won't be a very good look. It will be catastrophic, meaning that it will be just a policy on paper, but implementation will not be there. So all those are risks that we should consider. It's a great policy. So what needs to be done is implementation.
the anti-voter apathy organization has urged political parties to organize themselves and begin holding party conventions ahead of the 2026 general elections. Organization Executive Director Rachel Mulani says that it is important for political parties to start preparing early for the polls by going for conventions. Mr. Mulani adds that political parties should also begin selling their manifestos to accelerate electorate. He says that this will help reduce voter apathy among voters.
Candidates that are going to contest in the name of those alliances, those that, you know, there is no confusion. Because normally you see that these leaders at the regional level, sometimes they fail to trickle down in messages that they want to communicate to their members. As a result, conflicts can be, conflicts are issue during that process. So they need to understand group dynamics and blend well, so that we are able to address the challenges that may arise from these, you know, these alliances. So, as ABAP, we are interested to see that political parties settle down and then they begin to start preparing their manifesto, start preparing their messages that are going to communicate to the voters.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, says that government policies being implemented in the petroleum subsector are expected to boost business opportunities for local transporters this year. Association President Benson Tembo has welcomed the initiative, such as the approved pilot program for the bulk importation of petroleum products, saying that they will have a positive step for the industry. Mr. Tembo noted that the introduction of the open access system, among other measures, is likely to create more opportunities for local transporters and participate in fuel transportation. He has since urged local transporters to position themselves to take advantage of the emerging business opportunities in the sector.
It entirely is distributed by the local Zambian transporters. So that is where we feel that if that was done, we would just revert to our original location of supply.
Okay.
Because we were doing that before 2016. For this year, government has made critical pronouncements. Government has talked about bulk procurement of petrol. Government has talked about the enhancement of supply through the pipeline.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Crushers and Edible Oils Association says it has so far procured about 50,000 metric tons of soybeans from the farmers so far. Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chiwumba says that this is out of the unestimated 370,000 metric tons from the 2025 harvest. Dr. Chiwumba says that despite low production, the association has managed to secure a substantial quantity. He has since expressed optimism that the production will improve this year, allowing for increased procurement. He says that with a favorable rather environment, the association is confident of increased production going forward.
Small scale farmers especially recycle their seeds, so they carry over seed from the crop that they harvest and they use it the following season. Now the drought, we broke that cycle.
Mm.
Yeah, because most scale farmers didn't have seed. Which is why we found that even last season, although the rains were favorable, we had an improvement in yield. To give you a comparison, the year of the yield, the year of the drought, the average yield per hectare was less than 0.5 tons per hectare.
Mm.
And then the time this last season, the yield was 1 ton per hectare. So big improvements.
We'll take a break with you of my news day after.
When you are advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified